time's up.
And it will beep when the actual time is up.
What did you say, 2 minutes, 3 minutes?
2.5 minutes. First speaker is Mitchell Cohn.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Well, 2 years ago, I reported to the PNB meeting in Washington, D.C., that the layoffs being imposed by the PNB on WBAI were misdirected and excessive. Brian Edwards Tekert, representing the National Finance Committee at the PNB meeting, argued that WBAI should be directed to lay off 30% of its staff in order to balance its budget. The WBAI LSB felt that this was an abuse of authority. All that should have been in Brian Edward Tekert's aegis was the instructions to WBAI to submit a reasonable and balanced budget. It was not in his or the National Finance Committee's authority to dictate to us how to achieve that. That's up to the station management, not the NFC. And yet, management should be held accountable for failing to balance the budget if it does fail to do so. As chair of the WBAI local station board, I joined with then GM Anthony Riddle in opposing those forced layoffs for budgetary reasons. But Tekert and the PNB gave Riddle no choice in the matter. As a result, WBAI's paid staff was decimated. It's my contention that while prudent cuts at some stations may indeed be needed for the purpose of rooting out corruption, waste, or bloated expenses, wholesale cuts for the purpose of balancing the budget are illusory and counterproductive. They're not anything more than short-term stopgaps in the bleeding, and at some point, they engender exactly the opposite of what's needed. The WBAI LSB, for instance, requested that the cuts to our news department, which is the pride of New York and sets the tone for the entire station, be rescinded and that at least one additional reporter be hired, as the work of that department has been diminished and severely compromised by the layoffs. The LSB resolution to the PNB has not been acted upon. What does that mean?
20 seconds.
Okay. In that case, I will skip. What should be discussed, and which I hope to discuss later, is not how to make budget cuts only, but how to expand the membership base at every station. And unless the board addresses that question, we're just spinning wheels and going down a spiral. Thank you.
Thank you. Monroe Littman?
Yeah. Hello, everyone, and I just won't ask for any comments. I am a very concerned WBAI, or I was listening to the station before it became a Pacifica station, and I have tried my best, as you can see with the public comment list, that we handle it ethically and not have somebody who just came get ahead of those who were here much longer time. I care about the station so much that I've issued about four pages here. I also gave $500 to speak with Ralph Nader because I wanted to get his ideas on socialism and on how our country could be saved, because I think that one of the greatest improprieties that has occurred has been due to the fact that in the debates where good Americans who were running for president of the United States should have been all allowed to discuss what was going on as they saw it, he was denied, and so were other people, but particularly Ralph Nader, who has spent 40, 50 years in the public eye striving for safety in cars and consumer stuff. So anyway, as I prepared to get ready for this phone call to him, I came up with the brilliant idea, if you don't mind my giving myself a pat on the back. Too bad there's no video here. Thank you. That Ralph Nader should be made the next general manager of WBAI, where freedom of speech is allegedly allowed still in this police state of the United States of America that I'm so humiliated about. God Almighty, why don't we hear more agitation from you good people? Because I know you feel the same way I do, and I like Barack Obama, don't get me wrong. I'd love to get out on the court with him and play some basketball.
All right.
And I think he has a lovely wife and two beautiful children. I'll stop whenever you say so. Oh, one last thing. On WBAI, one of the old broadcasters, James Irsay, had the nerve and the temerity and whatever you want to call it, a stupidity, of saying that the WBAI audience was the stupidest in the world and they only call in because they want to hear themselves talk. And I've been protesting that, and I seem to be the only one who thinks highly of the WBAI audience, of which I am one of them, and I hope all of you are too. Thank you.
George, can I request as chair that you tell people that they can't use flashes in the room?
Oh, they can't? Is that right?
They can take pictures, but it's very intrusive to have flashes going off in your eyes, flash bulbs.
Okay, so the request is that please don't use flashes.
What do you do that? You put me under here on the 50,000 watt bulb.
Please, we don't need commentary about it. I made the request. And, David Combs. David Combs.
Please, I'm David Combs. Please excuse the shaking voice with the caffeine and nervousness up here, but I'll try. I think waiting for a savior to come up on a white horse and give us a bunch of money is really a cop-out. I think it takes us away from more important things like getting new listeners. Question. If you were a grant reader or a bank lender, and you knew the numbers, the Arbitrons, the red ink, the decreasing listenership, would you approve a grant to BAI or Pacifica, or would you do an unsecured loan, either one of those two? Probably not. So I think money to $150,000 to somebody trying to get money from somebody on a white horse may be money down a rat hole. Okay. More listeners. We have a super recession, maybe getting worse. Suppose, just suppose, the average listener, this is a quiz, can give only half as much as he used to. Only half as much on average. Here's the quiz. How many listeners must you have just to stay even? Right? Twice as many, obviously. And you can play that one on. And our listenership is going down. The rent. Blaming the problems here on the rent, on the building, for VAI anyway, is also a cop-out. It didn't used to be too much. The problem is revenues. Everybody worries about the cost around this place. Nobody's concerned about the revenues and listenership. Another thing. At VAI, Democracy Now! Comes on at 8 o'clock. The preceding 2 hours, I'm sticking my neck out a little on this one, but has in the last half year narrowed to be almost wholly of black interest. Excellent program, but almost wholly of black interest. Thus, one half of the listenership is left high and dry, some might say fired, and those very, very important, what do they call them, drive time hours that start the whole day off and lead into Democracy Now. And that's important. They may not make Democracy Now! And not listen for several more hours. You want to get them at the beginning. And it used to be that way with Bernard. Not that I want Bernard back, but it used to be that way. Everybody could listen to it and find things of interest. That should be discussed among you guys.
Thank you. Ahiela? Ahiela? Am I pronouncing that wrong? A-H-I-E-L-A? No? Okay. William? Okay, Lawrence?
I
my name is Lawrence Reyes, and I from KPFK. I also passed out some documentation. The first one is an appeal to the Pacifica National Board from the program, from the KPFK Program Oversight Committee. And then this documentation that will support this appeal. With Some of Us Are Brave, a Black Women's Collective. Dear PNB members, having exhausted all avenues to seek redress for the flagrant violation of the Pacifica bylaws from either KPFK management or the local station board, including the recent questionably legal effort by a member of the LSP to block a formal resolution from being sent to you, we have no alternative but to address you directly. For the past 4 months, the PROC has sought clarification from the IPD on the process being implemented to make programming changes. First, there was a stonewalling on the following procedures developed in concert with the previous GM to form a listener advisory programming committee. Then finally, after agreeing to solicit nominations, the IPD proceeded to subvert the process, assuming all authority for himself and bypassing the requirement that the LSB approve the nominees. Subsequently, after unilaterally selecting people to serve on the LPAC, the IPD made another round of major programming changes. We have no idea if these were made in consultation with this anointed body or not. What we do know is that there has been no transparent process of evaluation for these programs that were taken off the air, clearly stated criteria for introducing new programs or moving around present programs and cutting their broadcast times. The members of the PROC are not addressing the specifics of the programming changes that have been made. That is not our role. Rather, our role is to assure responsiveness to the needs of the listeners and communities and to the fair collaboration and respectful process clearly enunciated in the bylaws, Article 7, Section 3G, to work with station management to ensure that station programming fulfills the purposes of the foundation and is responsive to the diverse needs of the listeners' demographic and community's geographic served by the station and the station policies and procedures for making programming changes, decisions, and for program evaluation are working in a fair and collaborative and respectful manner, provided quality programming. I've been seated time by William.
Okay, you got another two and a half minutes.
Point of information, Chair. This is a motion that I would like to bring to the board at some time in our in-person meeting. I'm wondering if
this is not the time, but we will.
This is not the time. I'm wondering if Mr. Reyes would like to spend some time on something else because I intend to bring that motion to the board.
Yeah, finish your comments, Lawrence.
Okay, thank you, Rico, for your indulgence and your willingness to present this to the board. The members of the PROC believe that KPK management has violated the bylaws. There has been a complete lack of transparent process, disregard for the communities, it's cold in here, and KPFK allegedly serves, and that the programmers have been treated in a completely disrespectful manner. The PROC has attempted to discharge its duties and bring this matter to the attention of the LSB. However, because of its incompetence and indifference, we have been unable to present our concerns and motions to the LSB for the past 4 months. Finally, as a result of public outcry at the LSB meeting on 9/25, during which a host of programmers presented their complaints about the cavalier and undemocratic way in which programming changes were being made, a motion by the LSB member of the PROC was presented to rescind all programming changes because there was a discrepancy between the counts of the chair and the secretary of the roll call vote. Instead of going over them again, a member of the LSB demanded a revote. On the revote, two members unaccountably changed their vote from abstention to no. The fact that the final vote was 7-7-5 attests to the fact that the original vote was undoubtedly in favor of the motion and that the call for a revote was designed to defeat the motion. With the chair refusing to break the tie and choosing to abstain, the motion failed. So here we are, bringing the matter to your attention in the hope that you would afford us the redress denied by both KPFK management and the LSB. We are asking that you insist on compliance with the bylaws and accordingly that the IPD desist from all programming changes until a clearly defined and transparent process is developed and that includes respect for treatment of programmers and responsiveness to the diverse needs of the listeners' demographic and communities' geographic served by the station, and further that the programming grid be returned to status quo ante up to some time, I believe that is, up to some time as this process is developed. Respectfully, Program Oversight Committee Chair Rufina Juarez and Vice Chair Rodrigo Agueta. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Lance. Mark Sofos.
I actually arrived late, and I'm happy to have other people who arrived earlier speak.
Well, you're next on the list.
Excuse me, I think my name was written correctly.
Oh, what's your name?
My name is Sheila.
Ah, Sheila. Okay.
Thank you. My name is Sheila, a.k.a. Anon-E-Mouse. If I have any fans here, perhaps at home, sitting at home listening to this, I hope. I would like to protest what I see as a general trend going on in Pacifica against the mission of Pacifica, which is to be the voice of the voiceless. I somehow think that. And what I'm seeing going on is a move towards the famous bottom line that all corporations are chasing. And I keep hearing this and seeing this in terms of the moves that are made to change programming, that increasingly, other people have said this before, voices of the oppressed, of people of color, of poor people are being marginalized. And if they weren't tokens before, are truly tokens now because their shows are being reduced in California to half an hour. And in fact, the program director, interim program director Alan Minsky, said that all programmers have to look at the bottom line. How much money are you bringing in during fundraising drives? How much money? What are your Arbitron ratings? Ratings, by the way, which are racist in nature because they are favorable to communities. They cover, you know, Arbitron covers middle-class communities but completely ignores communities of color. Not completely, but does not go to poor communities, especially with these so-called people readers that they have now. So I would say let's get back to the mission that all stations should be mandated to carry programming for communities of color, for the oppressed communities. What happened? There was some kind of race and nationality statement that was passed here. There was some kind of programming mandate or national programming that was supposed to happen for Informativo Pacifica, 1 hour Spanish language programming. What happened to that? It was never funded. The programmers at KPFK, I'm from BAI, but I am in complete alliance with the programmers at KPFK who are being harassed by management there. It's completely disgraceful. And at BAI, I mean, there's a fellow for you at home who have never heard of him. His name is Steve Brown. I found an amazing website, www.whoisstevebrown.info. It's quite something. You cannot understand WBAI or Pacifica unless you go to this website and study who this man is. I believe people change.
That's them. Time, Sheila.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
Thank you. Mark?
Hi, my name is Mark Sofus. I'm the founder of WDFH, which is an affiliate station just north of here in Westchester County. And I don't really have anything prepared, but Ursula called me last night, and I did want to say a word about the affiliates program. We are a very struggling, small community radio station. It took me about 20 years to get the license for the station because of our proximity to New York City, but Westchester is very underserved in terms of local media. And that has been the primary reason that I put my life into this. We've been an affiliate since 2004. And I feel very fortunate as an affiliate to be able to be part of the Pacifica family. The two people that I deal with most commonly are John and Ursula. And they are really the face of Pacifica for me as the person running an affiliate station. And the feeling is very much that of solidarity and support. We have been having financial problems over a period of years due to a lot of things, one of which is the fact that we have had a terrible signal that almost nobody could hear for a very long period of time. And Ursula has seen to it that the affiliation fee was waived, which I don't think is something that you want to hear in a time of financial crisis. But the reality is, if it weren't being waived, we would have to drop out of Pacifica. And there was a time several years ago when we had to suspend our NFCB membership. And NFCB's position was, if you can't pay, get out. And Ursula was very clear about it, that Pacifica will never do that to you. And Pacifica hasn't. And I am very, very grateful for that. Richard Uzel, I understand that you're working with the station that's coming up in Mississippi. And if there's anything that I can do to assist with that, I will leave my – actually, Ursula has my number, and John has my number. So please feel free to get in touch. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Mark. Ken Laufer.
Hello. There is a very detailed, very professional plan to save WBAI financially, given to us by the aforementioned Stephen Brown. There is nothing in this plan to benefit Mr. Brown personally in any way, and it would not influence programming whatsoever. I would urge the National Board to mandate that WBAI, perhaps other stations, follow this plan completely. To those who say that we don't need an individual savior, I would say that Pacifica has relied on individuals in the past. For example, in, I think it was 1960, there was some rich guy had a radio station he wanted to give to Pacifica. Now, here are the comments of the naysayers at that time. I'm going to quote them exactly what they said. Quote, "We would like a non-commercial station in the middle of the commercial FM dial in the most important media capital in the world, where we could serve the many underserved communities. But we'll be damned if we're going to accept it from a rich savior. No, we'll get it in our own way." Now, another point I'd like to make is that we should broadcast Democracy Now! Twice a day. Once in the evening. Now, when I made this comment recently, a naysayer in our midst said the following. He said, well, if we're going to broadcast programs because they bring in listeners and money, why don't we broadcast Glenn Beck? Now, this is a very clever and funny comment, and it's typical of the opposition that we face here in New York. It's a comment, when you think about it, it's really a meaningless comment, because obviously it's obviously what I meant by broadcasting Democracy Now! Twice. It's a very good program, and it's perfectly within the things that we like to espouse on WBAI. So do I have some more time?
44 seconds.
I'd just like to mention that this plan to save WBAI can be given to all of you. You can get all of it. It's very detailed, and it has a lot to do with bringing in very poor people. It has so many different things in it, which would, for example, giving gifts, little gifts to people who donate even $10 to the station. So it's not just to bring in rich people.
Thank you. Renee Bowser.
Good afternoon. And I really appreciate the fact that our Pacifica bylaws mandate public comment. Let me first say, and I wasn't going to say anything about Steve Brown, but I don't know anything about Steve Brown's plan to save Pacifica. But if this is the same Steve Brown that put forth fear-mongering that Jewish people would not listen to Pacifica because we signed an agreement with Al Jazeera, I have real doubts about Steve Brown's plan to save Pacifica. The reporter who I emailed went on just pandering and fear-mongering without any factual basis. And I wrote the reporter saying that he just really did sloppy journalism. if we don't do we don't even indicate our membership by race, sex, religion. So we don't know who is Jewish and who is not. But I want to say my general counsel is a Zionist, and he, if he listens to Pacifica with Democracy Now!, he's not going to give up listening Pacifica because of Al Jazeera. And I think we should really reject someone who does that to our station and then say he has a plan to save Pacifica. That is just unconscionable. And I also, a person I'm supporting for city council in D.C., is Jewish, and he loves Pacifica and Democracy Now! Okay, as a member of the PNB Elections Committee, we asked for a deadline for the vote to be delayed, and as of last night, they did delay it. But I just want to let you know that I received my candidate booklet about 7 o'clock from the U.S. mail last night, October 1st. 24 hours after the September 30th deadline. So I think if we had done it in the beginning, I think we'd have more people who voted than the half of the quorum. How long do I have?
20 seconds.
20 seconds. Okay. The last thing I'll say is that it's my understanding that was passed that we're putting the cost of the settlement, the legal fees and cost of the Ron Pinchback settlement onto WPFW. And I think since I really disagree with that, and I wish we would reconsider that because we did not know about the decision. It was the former.
It's time, Renee.
Okay.
Thank you. Michael Vincent Crea. Michael Vincent.
WBAI starts another fundraiser. Yes. Trust me, you want me to shut up.
You don't put it out to the public,
you Hamilton and Talkback. The free and fair and wait, we can't say that anymore. Okay. The WBAI, the University of the... we can't say that anymore. Okay. Information that you can use... we can't say that anymore. This is you, Hamilton, at TalkBack. You can call 212-209-2950. We want you to have fun in our fundraising. Call 212-209-2950. And membership drives have been, there's a moratorium for technical reasons that we cannot speak about management. So let's remember that this is TalkBack, and we will gladly have you call 212-209-2950. This is you, Hamilton. Not you, me. I am you. You are not me. Thank you.
It's no joke that you have a suit against Pacifica, who, in her absence, I don't know where she's disappeared to, LaVarne Williams, in conjunction with Mitch Cohen, against the bylaws, last September 9th, 2009, called an illegal meeting at WBAI station. Anyone who has made derogatory comments against me, Mr. Brown, one member, Alex, and others, I will leave that to another time. I won't throw pearls before swine. but it is news and it is public that on September 7th in New York Supreme Court, a case has been filed for the reckless endangerment, not only against myself and against Pacifica and your five stations, that Mr. Brown deliberately, admittedly, pulled a chair from me, which injuries I'm still working from.
That's time.
I ask that he be removed, Goldberg, as well as Kathy Davis.
You're out of time.
Williams,
you're not taking other people's time.
I would like you
would
to
you
just
please
ask,
see the floor, the people who are entitled to be speaking.
Of Kathy Davis,
your needs and your concerns are not ours
where
at this point.
Are the results of Kathy Davis's investigation? There will be no giving until Goldberg goes. Thank you.
And we paid for these mics, this room, and a hotel when you should be in a community center in New York.
Marquez Olson.
Good afternoon, and welcome to WBAI. I'm Marquez Olson, a member of the unpaid staff organizing committee at WBAI, Sharp Steward. And again, I have to report to you that the rights of workers at WBAI are not respected. We are still under a coup regime where people are fired without respecting the norms. Staff, unpaid staff are suspended, no due process, in violation of the a contract between USAC, the Unpaid Staff Organizing Committee, and WBAI Pacifica, and also in violation of the ethic policy of WBAI. So, and also right now we are conducting an election that is also in violation of the bylaws, because as far as the staff list of WBAI is concerned, that was constituted illegally by management, where it was the unpaid staff organizing committee that was supposed to submit that list to the election supervisors. So the union, the unpaid staff organizing committee, remains is disregarded in this election. We have submitted pleas after pleas to the election supervisors, and to you, we have CC'd some of these pleas to you also, and still no reply. So this is it. Where BAI, Pacifica, and you have to look into this, does not respect the norms, does not respect the rights of workers, and violate its own bylaws, because the bylaws are what the Pacific bylaws are what should guide the election. That's what should guide Pacifica. Otherwise, Pacifica is not a progressive organization. You have people that are leading Pacifica astray and away from the Pacifica mission. Thank you very much.
James. Thank you. Bob Litter.
Good afternoon. I'm a member of the unpaid staff at WBAI, and I want to address the issues of financial management and suppression of dissent at our station. The CFO this morning made a reference to the fact that there was 6 months in which the pledges were not fulfilled to the degree they could have been. And actually, at least part of that 6 months happened on her watch when she was the interim general manager. Among the things that happened at that time were that actually for a nine-month period, according to Bertold Reimers, when he was a financial consultant at the station, installment payments pledged by listeners were absolutely not collected, and he estimated that over perhaps $100,000 were totally let go of because of that negligence. invoices were sent out that had the wrong zip code, and so they were misdirected and were never able to be collected, the funds that were sent. Second or third notices of invoices that needed to be sent out to collect funds were not sent. And, of course, there's the notorious use of the wrong election list. The 9,000 voters who were not qualified to be voters were sent ballots, and another 10,000 that didn't get the ballots, that then there had to be a second mailing that cost thousands of dollars. In addition, the budget submitted and passed without LSB approval last year included $24,000 to have an unprecedented $2,000 per month devoted to a 1 2-hour-a-week music show by a celebrity host in a slot previously held by unpaid staff people. This has now been proposed to be removed from this year's budget, which is the first kind of fiscal sanity we've seen in a while. On the question of suppression of dissent, as has been mentioned, there's a complete lack of due process whenever staff and also listeners are taken disciplinary action against them for no reason that's often given to them whatsoever, no process of appeal. They are just told you're not to come back here or your show is off the air. The program council is completely disregarded and ignored, has not met since the management that was forced on the station last year. The community bulletin board, for the first time in the history of Pacifica, as far as I know, was told that they had to pre-submit their scripts to management for approval before they could go on the air and give a set of community announcements because they dared to mention the name of the former program director in one of those announcements.
That's time, Bob. Thank you. Bob Natarian.
First of all, it's just another lousy sound system that WBAI always seems to achieve. Anyway, to clarify things. Subject 1, lawsuit brought by Pastor Michael Vincent Crea against LSB member Dr. Seth Goldberg, WBAI New York, and Pacifica National. 2, anticipation of another fraudulent election of LSB members, WBAI New York. 3, possible return of Gary Null to WBAI Air. 1, all assembled at the LSB meeting September 23rd, 2010 in Brooklyn, witnessed the service of formal court papers suing Dr. Seth Goldberg, WBAI New York, and Pacifica National in the physical assault upon Pastor Crea, Vincent Crea. May justice prevail for the physical suffering and travail endured by Pastor Crea due to this assault. 2, I fear another fraudulent LSB election is about to take place, as last year's, with witness testimony and nothing was done about it. So much for honesty and integrity displayed by the in-group ACE/Independent. Nonetheless, vote justice and unity to restore WBAI to its original virility from the April Fool's Day coup milksop, which they have turned it into. Again, vote justice and unity and rid WBAI of the scoundrels. 3, the team of unsavory Steve Brown and brilliant, egocentric, money-hungry Gary Null seems to be uniting again. Brown, I understand, is in favor of returning Null back to WBAI Air. I agree with Brown. Bring Null back. Not for Null's telling his audience don't support WBAI during fund drive. Not for Null with his attorney attempting to put WBAI in receivership, but was thrown out of court. I support Gary Null for his stance on the entire HIV-AIDS hoax. To all the supporters of the prevailing belief of the HIV concept, as a starter, are you aware that the package inserts state this test not to be used for diagnostic purpose?
That's time.
Yeah. Anyway, if you want to learn more, attend HEAL HEAL meetings every last Wednesday of the month.
That's time.
Treat people for the diseases they have.
Other people have rights here,
Stop
too.
Stop killing them with the compounds.
Would you please sit down?
With the toxic compounds for a fantasy non-existing condition. Wake up, world. We've been had. In the meantime, vote justice and unity. Martin the Damned. P.S. What has Mitch Cohen's lawsuit against WBAI cost?
Please sit down. You're way over your time. Steve Brown.
Good afternoon. Welcome. Welcome to New York. Sometimes we feel that WBAI is neglected. Glad to see the board here. It would be nice if some of the people who spend so much time attacking Pacifica would do something to help it. It's sad. One of my comments is that some people think it's enough for WBAI or KPFK or any station in Pacifica simply to put on a program that supposedly voices the concerns of the voiceless. This may be a good idea, but programs have to be good. And if a program with a wonderful topic is not good enough to engage an audience, then the topic should not be discontinued, but the people who produce the program should be removed and replaced with people who can make that topic live for the audience that it's intended for. It's not a matter of removing people who are dissidents or people of color. It's a matter of having good programs that engage our audience, which we have not been doing just by definition because our audience is slipping away from us. Another comment I have is that most stations know that when you have good programs, programs that address your mission and that also engage an audience, that you broadcast them more than once a day because different audiences are unable to listen at different times. MSNBC does it, Comedy Central does it. It's done universally. We have several good programs across the network that should be played on every station more than once, especially overnight, which we've given up in most cases to be a wasteland. Just one more comment. Al Jazeera. I never said we shouldn't broadcast it. I think it's an interesting idea. My concern was with the process and the possible contract provisions, which I have not seen. By the way, I am not an officer of this network or even on the local station board, and it doesn't much matter what I say. People should concentrate not on attacking me, which is a diversion, a distraction, but on thinking about how to improve their stations, which they have not done.
Thank you. Lisa Davis.
Practice what you're preaching in Spinard Wine.
It's amazing what some people call improving something. And when you look at the numbers, the real numbers and the figures, and you see what's going on, you can see a drastically different story. First of all, I did not support the coup. I think that Tony Riddle, Bernard White, and Lonnie Hicks, and so many others are owed an apology. And I think the work and the things that they did kind of stand for themselves. And I also just want to say thank you. I just want to say I was at the meeting when that assault happened against Michael Vincent Crea. And while I know that you must try to get people to abide by the time constraints, when you talk about such a serious issue, I don't think it makes a good voice at all for the Pacifica Network, or the PMB to say we're not concerned about that at this time or something like that. So I just want to caution you, please, against that language because it was there and it was wrong. And LaVon Williams unfairly ousted out Michael Michael Vincent Crea got banned. Kamal Kalfani, who stood up against what happened, got banned and got his show removed from the air. But, of course, the people with AIDS and the one who committed the assault, nothing happened. And there's a videotape to show that. Also, just to speak to something called the truth, the FY fiscal year of 2009 showed over $1 million drop in listener-generated revenue and support from FY 2008 and showed at least a $4 million drop across the network with Pacifica. I was listening a little bit to the Finance Committee meeting on Tuesday, and what I was hearing from the CFO sound like that Pacifica had not done much improvement in terms of finances since then. And I do know that when Lonnie Hicks was the CFO, that on the average, the network total listener revenue and support generated about $16 million roughly. From what I understand, that now is at $12 million. I don't think that's funny at all, but it is true. If you want to look at the audit report, although this truth is not coming out, but it's the truth. And I will be back with more. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Lisa. Do we have, John, do we have any callers on the phone? Okay. So that completes listener comments. We're going to move into the open agenda items.